those points don't matter for getting promoted or anything, do they?
No.
They may help your die rolls. I mean, they do help your die rolls. It just depends on how many of your skills are fitness-based.
No. I mean, unused experience points don't help for getting promoted.
No.
All right. But you do.
Well, definitely use them that way.
I've been pushing a lot of iron. You guys all know this.
I need to raise my hand. That'll totally help me.
Going up in skills.
Yeah, I did that last week. That actually helped a lot.
Shit. I have one more point.
It's all wild die points to give you guys.
No, a lot of mine. I could have made it if I just made six.
Really?
Yeah,
that's pitiful. You missed 2 weeks and that happened.
All it takes is the next 2 weeks.
I don't understand these strange notations on the back, Kevin.
Alright, so those are your spells.
And they have a cost?
The cost is in damage, basically. So you're going to take a point of damage for casting heal.
Oh.
And then you make a skill roll. I'm not going to do it with you. Because you don't have any psi. But...
Are you going to make a die roll?
Let's see if you have 2 dice. With no skill.
Well, these so, can switch.
4, 7, oh, three.
We could trade if you want a chance.
That's okay.
So basically, you cast heal. Since you're not very good, chances are you'll only get a point. So you'll use up 1 point to heal someone 1 point.
Must be 10
arrows. Armor just...
Yep, 10 arrows.
We'll give you that much armor for like
well, long. Longbow underneath that, it makes sense.
X 10. Why you need arrows and shoot that.
So I see that 10. 10
4, 6, 10, and 13.
X 10 is 10. 10 arrows, Chuck?
Yes, 10
arrows. I have an infinite number of battle axe swings.
You gotta use throw
in the game.
Oh, yeah.
The battle axe is the way I have. You didn't throw them.
It always comes back.
I have 20 throwing blades.
I have 5 throwing blades.
Well, you don't need a blade. The wizard just cast the
actually use my size.
No, I don't cast anything.
Oh, come on. Well, let's instead of throwing arrows, make it like a magic missile. Except for it's the same exact as arrows.
Well, that's what he said spells do.
No,
I think
he doesn't have any
true.
Yeah, I think this particular magic spell item.
I'm sure I have no hit points either. So.
Well, what is it? What is it that you're throwing?
Blades.
Blades. There you go, Kev. Give him a magically retaining blade instead, and you don't have to worry about numbers.
Well, we know the wizard does a spell.
Long distance, so is a spell.
Only loosely, but the
wizard was always throwing little fireballs.
Exactly. I don't understand why you're whining about my character more than I am.
I want to be as truthful to Gauntlet as possible.
I can always pick up my arrows.
I have chainmail.
But I'm a Gauntlet.
I believe the barbarian had chainmail.
Yeah,
I think he had a loincloth.
That's true.
He also had a chainmail and a shield, though.
You can pick up one right now. It didn't display on the character, but you can pick it up.
So you got the little armor potion.
Ooh, I got a scroll. What's that do? Oh, I get plus one to any item? Once? Forever?
Yep. So you can use it now and
screw you
one of your items a plus one. So you get a plus one, like, to hit, plus one damage, plus one...
Okay.
So the accuracy is what you need to roll to hit.
For how long?
His scroll is for the rest of the game. So he can do it to one eye.
Why don't you do it to my axe?
What we need is a little potions to kill death when he comes after it.
So,
if you're not going to base it, closer on Berserk, on Gauntlet, why don't you just base everything on Berserk instead?
You go into the holodeck. Even greater alert.
Hey, it makes sense.
Everybody gets plus one sword skill.
Plus one sword skill, just arbitrarily?
Yeah, arbitrarily.
For our actual character?
To your character.
It's under what? Primitive weapon?
Primitive weapon. Sword. Sword. Yeah, I've already got that.
Me too.
I know I'm at 3.
No, I have it at 2.
I had a 3-2.
Well, 3 also, you mean?
That's what I'm saying.
32!
3.2, baby.
Just pull out the fractions.
Looking for the version number. You just assume there's a dot there.
I take the specialization holiday.
Alright. So, run over combat really quick.
There are specialization under this one?
Usually the weapon, but you can raise the main skill.
It can be. Will we use it on for a particular episode?
Yeah, for a particular episode. Combat, your roll initiative. We'll do.
That determines who wins? The combat.
Do initiative, declarations, you get two actions, sort of like one quest. Attack block, whatever. So the attack needs to roll your accuracy.
Okay.
If someone is blocking you, it usually adds to the accuracy you need to roll to hit.
To live towards the Starfleet ideals, we have to have stun on all these weapons. I throw down my weapons in disgust. Think about them remember on CD.
SEEDY? That's what you mean?
Yeah, SEEDY. You heard of CD?
I have heard of it, but I can't picture you trying to be CD.
Not shave, be all short with people.
Right.
Wait a minute, stop being curious.
Couldn't be an active theft.
So block's also a...
Like Paris in the beginning of the season.
What do you roll and then add your accuracy or whatever?
Your skill. It's like sword
skill. Alright. So I have a 3 it's skill and then I add 9?
No, that's what
what's the Bajoran that was the next generation?
So,
if you have a 3 skill, you need a 9.
Rogue. Yeah, we're like Rogue in the beginning, man. For the Picard's Fugler.
So does my sword kill?
Kill
to use my quest cap?
Yes.
Did Picard kill Rogue in the end? Send her on a mission she couldn't survive?
No, she left.
She lived?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, maybe it was just really close.
She probably died when they all got killed.
I thought you sent her on a suicide. Send her on a suicide mission.
How many arrows do you have, Dave?
10.
What's this lance?
Oh, I can pick him up. Hell, I'll just spend the entire...
You have a horse and a lance. So you can charge people.
Cool. Okay. When you attack twice, do you have to subtract stuff?
How do you attack twice with a lance? How do you block twice with a lance?
Hard to block with a lance.
Your shield.
Do you attack twice? No, you don't subtract. Because then you don't get the block.
You attack twice and block, and then you have to subtract?
You can do two actions. So attack twice, attack block, block twice. Hmm.
In what area does multitasking help me?
Oh, that's true. The multitasking.
Oh. Like 3 to me.
Yeah, well, you got an extra action.
But you can't attack 3 times?
You can attack, yeah, only up to 2 attacks and 2 blocks.
Okay.
The third one to something else?
Yeah, you can do two attacks and block.
In these holodecks, people's multitasking are king.
Well, they're trying to make it fun. Raise people up above all of their natural disabilities.
I'll try to cast each other. So if you happen to have any courage left,
yeah.
You can use a point of courage to heal all your wounds.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can use it to assume you rolled a 12 on the score roll.
Yeah. Does anybody have any besides me?
I have 3. Yeah.
I have 2.
Oh god.
But it was worth it. Oh, that's true. You got some money.
The audio screw up.
You can use it to dodge all attacks that round.
Hey, on a promotion roll, could we have used courage?
And you can also use it to
use it 8 times.
Back damage.
Okay.
On attack.
So, okay. Max damage. Defend anything. Defend against everything. Hit anything. Is that what it was?
Yeah. Basically. Or heal everything.
Or heal.
And what is considered hit points?
Your standard hit points.
All right. Good. Safety. What's armor doing?
Armor adds fire resistance.
Yeah. Armor adds fire resistance.
I get to the holodeck early.
They picked the right character.
So what?
And I reprogrammed the Hollow Novel to have low gravity.
Computer.
Replay the Hollow. Use the Hollow Novel to make it real. Make it real, man.
Low gravity.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
what I was gonna do.
Oh, this is funny.
No, make it real, or we take real damage. Kill real people.
God, Dave, you are seedy.
Yeah.
Hey, man,
people always play with gravity.
This is gauntlet. I got my little chainmail bikini.
Yeah. I got a lunchbox.
Okay. Jeff?
Yep.
Are you computer programming?
Right.
If I only had one more point in the hint, I guess.
Four dice.
Ooh, well, well.
See, now it comes up.
low gravity business.
What's that do exactly? Four times lighter gravity. It's just going to be fun while you guys walk in.
It can't be noticeable.
Huh.
Or if you want it to be noticeable.
Oh, yeah, you guys are going to flop all the way when you come in. I'm going to stay still, wait for you guys to walk in.
Are you
going to
turn it off?
Well, I think I want to turn it off.
So the rest of you come in. Yeah, no.
Bounce off the ceiling.
Hey,
turn that off. Do we make coordination rolls to see how much
sure.
We make our
we can make coordination plus reaction. And reaction to the result.
Well, they come in different orders, right? They don't come all
yeah,
at
once. Yeah, no, well, I don't know.
Maybe the friends. Well, I want to see the first guy that happens the first
time. We all hang out because it's not the deal.
Exactly.
I
knew it.
I'm just going to wash my hair.
Thanks.
Yeah, the crystal scatter.
Exactly.
We invite my role along. She's nice.
Coordination.
Dax. You don't mean personality reaction, MSS.
Katrina.
Katrina.
I am along.
Katrina, yeah. I want Katrina a couple
of times.
She's still a busy position.
She's washing her hair.
12.
I added nothing.
Yeah, you just walk in and.
Right.
Nothing wrong and.
So how's your
yeah, and I'll bounce up a bit, but think of that.
How's your little die thing work like in a case like this where we all roll at the same time?
Oh, we'd have to do. You have to take turns. Yeah. Of course, you could fuck with somebody else.
Just let them again.
Yeah, but that could be fun at first. Then people would start playing with, you know, using etiquette.
That's true. So,
more like cool dice. So people like Wu would just sit there.
Put your back.
Why is this low ground?
I don't know. I have no trouble. How about you, Ben Orr?
Computer Orr.
Stop throwing. That's very non-starfish view.
Dave's mighty
pressurized
beer.
I know. If you release the top half of the knob, you release
the
pressure.
The default. Here's what came to the defaults, computer. Computer, start program.
Alright, so the opening scene, you're in the throne room of some nameless kingdom. Or
the nameless kingdom?
Some nameless kingdom.
Yeah. I was hoping this is Lovecraftian.
This is the kingdom of
namelessness? Unknowability?
Calibria.
What?
Calibria.
Collaborate.
That's the world. Morality is the world.
Kingdom of Collaborate.
So the king, talking to you for it.
Is it named after is the king named after the king?
No.
King
Caliban?
What? Calibrate?
King Drogon.
Be quiet. The king wishes to speak.
Did he bald?
No, he's got a beard. He's got lots of white hair.
Ah, so he does use the Rogan.
And a big cookie crown.
Oh. Yep. What does King Rogan say?
And it's in it's, 2.5 feet.
What?
Would that steal somebody's head? Is that Donald?
What?
Steal a joke?
Yep. So he says, you know, 1,000 years ago, we defeated the Skull King.
We're looking at
ourselves. Skull King?
Yep. Is that a race of sneaky people?
No, Skull King. Not Skull King.
Okay.
Skull King from now on.
Skull King is...
we'll have no problem against these Skull Kings. Skull King, Skull King.
We got King Rogan.
Prisoner of the Tower of Skulls.
Kingdom, Collaborate, and Skull King.
But he has recently escaped and is
once again, holding it up in arms, take over the world. So it's up to you four to find the sword.
Who can use a sword?
Me.
Oh, yeah.
All right, sword. Obviously done.
No, the sword of Vandalak. They use it to destroy the Skull King.
I see.
Okay.
What kind of sword is the sword of Vandalak?
It is a broadsword of some kind.
Broadsword.
I'm using my character. I thought I'd use this.
Well, you get to use whichever you
can. Yeah, but you're using your sword skill to use your axe.
Oh,
yeah.
You already have a sword.
Oh, I am?
You already have a sword, though.
Oh, well then.
Oh, your character has an axe. My character uses a broadsword.
I see.
So, I happen to be good at swords.
Me too.
And you already have a broadsword.
Steal a cup cook?
It only makes sense to one of
you. Okay.
So.
Well, we have to go find it first.
So the sword was hidden by.
Or the man lactating?
Vandalak himself when he defeated Skulking about the year ago.
So man lactating defeated Skulking.
Vandalak. And. Unfortunately, he hit it in. I really shouldn't bring down one thing.
Cave of Krieger.
Veil of Shadows. But nobody knows where that is. So the first thing you need to do is find a cold scholar. Who wrote a book, who's working on a book about. That time. And
did you write all that stuff, like, Kevin? Or is this an adventure?
This is an actual adventure.
On the web page?
Yes, unfortunately, I really.
Well, I read it once.
Yeah, I didn't. Well, the thing is, I didn't think you guys want to play it, so I was actually prepping another adventure.
I'm going to play the other one. It's fine.
No, this is the one I wanted to run, though.
Oh, alright then.
Fuck it.
Would you be willing to play this adventure?
Sure.
Oh, no!
Now I'm screwed.
Well, that's an awesome game. You can do this every month.
Okay, so the scholar is in the city of Calamari.
What?
The
city of Calamari. Calamari, gotcha.
So we have to go talk to the scholar to find out where the sword is, and then go.
Yep, then go find a sword and then go kill the.
Okay.
I'm sure we'll be able to talk with him.
Yeah, I was thinking it was just going to be a dungeon crawl.
I have a horse. You have horses?
Yep.
No. I'm sitting pretty. I can look down in your
loincloth.
If I wanted a horse,
you can look up my loincloth? I can look down your whatever. Chainmail
altar top.
Chainmail altar top.
Yeah. And let's face it, we both want that to happen, so what's the point? Really, I keep driving the road. Sure. If I wanted a horse, I would have a horse.
Really?
Uh-huh. Want to punch it?
Forgot?
Sure.
There's a terminal around here somewhere. I have a horse in no time.
Okay, so you set off. You actually have to go to a boat or a ship.
Oh.
To get over.
It's hey, do I have gold pieces?
Sure.
I'm just thinking of paying passage. It'd be a shame to have to kill the boatman.
What a key man.
Threaten the boatman's wife.
Okay.
We get free passage.
I should set it up so that there's a little on the bottom right of my vision. There's always a always percentage of goal completed displayed.
You got epilepsy.
So I know when we actually
have
good
epilepsy.
Any good role playing did. How's that?
Alright, so the next scene finds you in a boat.
Before I get on the boat, I throw my axe to see if it'll return.
No.
Fuck!
You throw in the water again? No, that's what I said before on the boat.
I'm with you. I'm just making sure that you can get it back. It's kind of silly.
I'll restore it probably just a short distance. Please, you're going to throw your fighters. Maybe that's back on when you need to do it.
Alright, so mixing fun to your boat. Sailing along when somebody attacks.
By?
Myrus?
Sea snakes.
Screaming eels. Can't we just look off the side of the boat at the sea snakes as they ride around?
Jump on the boat.
Whoa! Jumping sea snakes.
Is the
we got lizards. We got them to press off against.
Are we on a boat like in the Next Generation series, or on a boat like in the Next Generation movie? The movie is much cooler.
Well, I like the movie.
Okay. Very realistic.
Oh yeah.
And I can make the, or we make the plank disappear. Now wait a minute. They made the plank disappear in War Fall of Water. That was in Donna.
No, they lost renown for that.
They lost renown for that.
They're less famous.
But then they gained renown by throwing someone else in, right?
So he got in trouble. He definitely lost renown for that.
Yeah.
That wasn't funny. Apparently, there's a tradition to hang out on a boat in order to give people promotion in the holiday. A tradition, for some reason, the 7 years of Next Generation never came up.
They always did it off screen.
Hanging around on a boat?
Yeah, you live very nautical, right? So they're on a.
So they went on a holodeck and went back to like a 16th century galleon thing. And they were all sitting around and rotating in the front. They
have a ceremony for worship of emotion.
They have Worf walk out on the plank and then they have to
prepare for the challenge. And if you can jump up, grab something, and not fall in the water. And everybody always fails, but Worf being, supremely good at athletics, he makes it. And Riker's disappointed, so he makes the plank disappear. They literally think it's funny.
And Data's trying to figure out
why it's funny. Yeah.
And so he
Beverly Crusher
really explains to him that it was funny that he fell in the water, and he goes, "Oh, and shoves her in the water."
But that wasn't funny. That is funny. But Beverly, I'm totally off the
committee. And then everybody Riker said it.
Yeah, Riker's just a sore loser. he fell in the water. Big Nancy boy. I don't know how he would beat it in a phaser game.
Yeah, I know. I'm still bitter about that.
Years later.
Riker can't
feel better. Okay.
Okay, was he a lieutenant commander before his first year of duty was over?
Probably not. I might not
give him. Oh, come on!
I might give him something else.
You'll need.
I'm like one officer training.
Alright, so there are sea snakes.
I'm not a line officer.
Sea snakes?
Yep, sea snakes.
I hit one.
Roll the
ship. Alright. This is my best skill.
Initiative again?
coordination plus reaction and your planetary tactics. Small unit skill you have.
Doesn't everybody have that?
A bit.
Yahtzee. Where the hell is it? There it is. And,
it's, six
coordination plus dexterity.
And then the battle music comes on.
The really evil original theory battle music?
More like a video game music.
Oh.
Now, James, no matter what you do, don't shoot the food.
Hey,
oh, gotcha.
Don't use skill and roll again mean. Or don't use skill and roll again to direct others.
Skill and roll again.
Is that a note you make yourself?
Oh. So instead of using your planetary tactics skill to increase your roll, you can use it to make a separate roll that would add to our roll.
Yeah.
Alright.
I'd roll coordination reaction for myself, then I'd roll coordination reaction and planetary tactics for the other people?
Yes.
Okay, I'll do that.
What?
He's increasing our initiatives by shouting out Arthur.
Oh.
Don't shoot the food!
You shouting?
Player sharks hurt other players!
Whoa, my god, that sucks.
Y'all get plus two.
Really?
Yeah.
Everybody gets, yeah, so you three get plus two initiative.
Oh, this is what I wanted, though, right here. I get a 12. 12.
Alright, so we'll do each one.
Six.
Six. So you go at the same time as your snake. So he tries to hit it.
Nice snake. We got a ship here?
I try and hit him twice.
It's just a big deck here, Kev?
Yeah. You can move around.
So I suggest that. Got them, but there's like no.
There's nothing there.
Nothing raised up anywhere in the ship? It's a big deck, flat deck?
Yeah, it's flat deck.
Not even a hole to go down?
Alright,
sure. Can we go up?
Sure, there's a mast right here.
A mast to go up. Alright. Yeah. I suggest
they call them barges, by the way.
I suggest to my snake that perhaps we can talk about this as I hit him twice.
Alright, so he attacks you. So make a block.
No, I'm not blocking. My block is only plus one.
That's true.
What skill are you using for block? Also your strength skill?
Yes. Alright, I go ahead and tap him.
Okay.
Well, the two of us, you go attack them both.
Okay, I give
him. I enjoy.
Do they look like one shot will take them out, or should I hit the same one twice?
Wait, final attack.
How much damage did you get?
2 plus 2d.
2 points you're taking out.
No. Sure, I'll hit him each.
Hey!
Does that really good roll mean anything?
Damage?
You just beat it by 6.
I got an 11. What was my target? 4.
What's your
accuracy? No, 6. No, I don't use my 6. I use my 5.
Damage is not affected by anything? Or is it?
If you beat your hit by 6,
then
you do extra die damage.
Okay.
I do the first one.
Damage also affected by strength. So you have strength.
First one, 7, second one.
Oh, not by fitness?
Not by fitness. 7 and 10? Okay. Comes down.
They're just little sea snakes, or they're like man sized?
Sea snakes.
The other two attack you.
So they're just walking around.
One of them hits you.
Wait, there are three of them or six? There are three of them?
Three on each person.
Yeah, each person.
Yeah. I see.
They don't seem very encouraged by my suggesting that perhaps we should just talk.
Nope.
We're attacking them at the time.
Dave, what'd you get for your initiative?
9.
9, you get to start first.
Did everybody add 2?
I climb up the mast to the yardarm.
Alright.
They can jump, you know. They jump out of the water where they had nothing to push against. All the way up here on deck. You think they can't get you in the yardarm?
They snap on you.
Crow's net, maybe.
Yeah, if they follow me, they can't attack me. They just did, Dave. They follow and attack?
Yep.
What the hell kind of move is that? One that doesn't allow
fireworks.
But I'm trying to use my bow, as a good elf should.
Can you play gauntlet bows? They used to bow in hand-to-hand combat.
Yeah.
So?
Not right.
No, no, you take 5 and 1. You do have some armor.
She's nasty.
Actually, probably doesn't do damage to your armor.
Yeah. 5 and 1. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, plus 2 armor, so I can't possibly.
What's your resistance?
You have 2 armor. I only have 3 armor, and you're an animal. I object.
My resistance. My resistance on my character?
Yeah.
Okay.
2, so.
You take 1 damage a day.
4. Okay, so 6. You have 6 armor, so they have to do 7 damage to cover you.
Alright.
Wait, so your resistance is your fitness plus your vitality?
Uh-huh.
Plus toughness, I suppose.
Yeah.
Plus armor.
Plus armor, right.
I already have toughness figured into your resistance.
Pretty high, huh?
9.
What a crit, yeah. And it's only the first encounter.
I just let them gnaw on me.
Well, I am fresh enough to me.
Wither knows.
Wait, shouldn't they be the green one?
Or
elf.
Elves were green, Valkyries were blue, Warriors were red, and Wizards were yellow.
Whoa. I don't remember.
Oh, I mean the section on the yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't.
That's true. Yeah, okay. Okay, what'd you get for addition?
You don't have battle. Oh, I get the
well,
black and red.
Good enough. You to attack, you can try to run up the yard arm.
I don't know if you do that.
I attack twice.
Okay.
I'm going to attack twice. I use what? Coordination.
My buddies. Help out my buddies.
Plus nothing. Plus my
sword skill. Coordination plus dexterity. Add your sword skill.
Okay.
And you need to roll your accuracy.
Pretty hard to hit.
Yeah, there's one that enchants to come in.
Alright.
You use it to lower his accuracy. Okay.
Using all my bow.
I hit.
He all scorns it.
I hit. I want to hit two.
Sure, two different ones.
Sure.
Roll damage.
First one takes 9.
Oh, I'm still on.
Fuck. Second one takes 12.
Still down. Hurt! Once I hit you. If I roll up, I do the.
You can roll up on damage?
If you beat your attack
number, oh, I see.
If you do an extra die of damage.
Yeah, and then it might be over 50 or so, about 3.
I got a 4.
Four. Two of them affect you first. What do you want to do?
Did you add 2 and you still got a 4?
Yeah.
You got that's a 2 initiative.
Yeah, see, look, that's all 3 2s.
Wow.
You didn't notice that when they walk from their cabin to the holodeck, they're always wearing the costume they're going to.
You have their armor.
For that particular adventure.
Ooh,
right?
Good one, huh?
Right?
Yes.
But Voyager. With their captain, what scenario?
Only one of them.
Cook? No, it was
30-40s
serial black and white talkies. Like black board like. Captain, what was the name of it? Captain Rogue? Captain.
Okay. And then I have one like Captain.
Anyway,
see?
You guys are walking up Voyager.
No,
we
watched just enough Voyager.
Anyway. Proton.
Captain Proton, right. Captain Proton, everything's black and white, Captain Proton.
Yep.
They should be color, though. The people should be color. Because whatever you're wearing in real life, only the environment around you is the different colors and whatever. They should have been colorized, and the rest of the area has been not uncolorized. Because when you wear, it never changes you, it only changes the environment around you.
Whatever.
I think
it's better than black and white. This is actually all primary colors.
16-bit.
It's only got a 16-color palette.
Yeah, exactly. 4-bit. I'm highly
pixelized. Okay. next round. Roll initiative. That was 12. Three more 6 to me.
Billy gets a plus 4.
Because I'm 15.
Y'all get a plus 4 initiative.
Wow. That's good.
Oh man, I got 3 though.
Okay, Wizard.
Hey.
You
what is it that I have to yell when I'm giving. Don't shoot the food, that's right.
I think I'm gonna whine about
it. I think I had hit 2 of them.
I've always taken the adventure.
Okay.
Yeah, always taken the treasure.
That's a hit. Can I get a key once in a while?
I need the potion so we can kill death.
That's a hit.
Okay, little damage. The first one is
your
really
one. Called the skull guy or whatever? Man, that's got to be dead, right?
Skulking, yes. Yeah, probably.
Because he was kind of moody. 7.
Okay, and so one of them is so you're on the mask, climbing me.
Well,
they took me down, man.
Miss. Okay. Okay.
So,
you're on the mat.
I suggest actually attacking them.
I'm gonna attack.
No, why aren't you trying to hit the crow's nest now?
Actually, yeah, you climb up to the top because you have
my crow's nest?
Yeah, so you can actually shoot them.
Fine.
And the crow after
you. You mean come up after me? They attack me? Followed?
No.
So what, did they attack me last time or they attack me? Where did they attack me last time?
They attacked you last time, Dave.
On the ground before I took off?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Alright, so I fire.
Okay.
Can you can just draw your weapon instantly?
Yeah.
Draw your weapon.
You walk around with it out.
Yeah.
And did not climb with the bow out.
Yes,
it
is. Yeah.
Well, yeah, one
hand. You do use up the arrows,
isn't
it? Why not? Oh, you can buy more later.
Buy more? Pick mine up.
Wait, then we have
to
keep track of money.
Yeah, when the monsters die, these little coins come up.
So how many coins do I have?
What is this game?
What game was that? Diablo. Diablo did that, right?
How many coins do we start with, Ken?
Zero.
You said I had a coin. Specifically, you have a coin. You said yes.
Everyone else might be able to start with zero.
We have to
before you
have
at least have two coins.
You had a coin that was a value of zero. You spent them all.
All right, I'm getting a
hat for that. That would be
all right.
That would be okay. Actually, you asked if you had gold coins.
Mm-hmm.
So you had at least two. But you know what? When you say zero gold coins, it's a plural. You could have zero gold coins.
You
one thing you knew for sure is you didn't have
gold coins. Hey, shut up and play.
Yeah, sure. I don't know. What the hell do you use for a bow?
You just use your sword skill.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, for God's
sake. Hello. That makes me so...
All right.
This is a computer.
Yes, dude. I just press a button. Where the hell is primitive weapons? Oh, there you go. Three and coordination. You don't add anything to coordination.
I'm going to go ahead and roll my attacks.
Right.
Sure.
No, it's always per day. All okay.
Coordination, right?
Coordination plus 630.
Plus oh, it's plus
630? And then I just go.
That's what I want. Oh, I have this for
attacks.
All right, whatever. Looks like 9.
And you only need like
deck,
a...
What?
Your accuracy on your...
Oh.
Because they're... Living
clip range?
They're in second range. Really? Oh, because
they're coming up?
Oh, my God. Everybody else can hit automatically.
Pretty much.
So
but I know very little.
Mine's a 6.
So
I have a 9.
You
have
a 5?
I have a 9, yeah.
Oh, wait, no, I have an 8 and a 9.
But two different...
Sure.
You know, sea snakes have the most venomous venom, the most dangerous, lethal venom.
Yes. So the first one,
I missed.
No, I'm gonna be when I roll some
damage. Good question. Damage is 2 plus 2d. That's what it sounds like.
Jeez, that was off. The time everybody else was playing.
Looks like 5.
Okay, so second one.
Looks like 9.
Okay. So
you're right here.
I don't look down.
Pile up. My next.
All right.
Okay.
The one's dead.
Nope, the one's dead.
You hit with a 14.
Okay.
What do I have to beat my
roll? I have a wizard. I've already taken out 2.5 snakes.
By 6.
Yeah.
So you did. So you did
a few. Once I'm done, I can help you other guys out with my idea without endangering you.
You'll all be dead
by the time you're gone.
Okay, you kill one.
Could be. Well, the one I shot a lot of points must be close to death.
Wow. 15. Okay. So I hit.
Are you pausing the game in order to argue?
No. I do 16 to the other one.
Okay. Kill another one.
Mine are all dead. I gather coins. So many coins.
No, there's one more.
I killed 3.
Yeah,
one more
jumped up on the deck while Dave was fleeing.
What?
3 more jumped up on the deck.
Three more jumped up on the
deck.
I bet you jumped on me.
You're right.
Ha ha!
Okay,
all right,
Ken, you go first.
Yeah, you can see how much you got. Don't you figure you got out of
that. I missed.
Me too.
What are they talking about?
You too? I thought you hit twice.
Oh, yeah.
And I hit.
Okay, well then.
I rolled twice. Or I rolled twice for one of my attacks. Because I missed one. One of the snakes springs back to life.
Actually, this one?
Yeah. I missed once and then I rolled twice more.
Are you attacking your back and blocking?
Yes. Yeah. Actually, I would attack your back and
it
would play
for
12. I know.
You're not. You're going with 12? Okay.
I just didn't hear you blocking it.
Okay. No more. Bring up. Third round. Initiative.
What's the bonus? Buddy?
Oh, yeah. Ten, twelve, So, three.
Seven, you go first.
I'll roll worse for myself. Oh, well, not much.
I missed the first one. That was the wounded one.
I hit the second one.
I do it. It's where there's some beer over there somewhere.
Ten.
I think he'll down.
I only have a wounded one attacking me.
Okay, three charge video.
I think I have a septum. He hits me very in my voice wound. Cadence when I say don't shoot too. Otherwise, he gets monotonous.
Now you.
Yep.
Dude,
you can say wizard, your life force is running out.
Ten.
I
can do that.
Hits
me.
Okay.
How many hit points do you have, though?
How many points do any of us have? You're normal.
But my normal hit points is five. I have five hit points?
So,
you get
five, five times that.
Oh, alright, so.
Well, actually, my normal hit points if I roll a 14.
So I have 30 hit points?
Listen, you have to roll.
I have 10. You have 10 hit points?
It looks like a
seven.
Full
mm-hmm.
hit.
That's right.
Man, if only I were the wizard, I could cast all sorts of spells.
It's like 10.
Okay, just kill one.
And the other one gets a total of 9. How about the other one? I got you 2 more points. So they're all dead?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
4 arrows then.
Pick them up right there.
No.
Oh, yeah. I fired arrows in your apartment. I destroyed every one of them, didn't I?